Dr. Cunningham, thank you so much for joining us. Tell me first, what were you trying to establish or determine in this study?
This was a very unique study, the first ever study of a national sample of persons with HIV. And there isn't any other data right now to answer these questions. So I think that the importance of our findings cannot be overstated, given that there's unlikely to be data like this for quite some time to come. The background to the study is that, first of all, HIV infection disproportionately affects people with low socioeconomic status, the poor, African Americans, to a lesser extent, Hispanics. And we were concerned about the long-term effect on mortality in these groups who are at higher risk of getting HIV. In our previous studies, we had also shown that these same groups were less likely to receive the services that they need, primary medical care services, specialty services, treatment with the most potent medications that are known to improve outcomes, to reduce mortality.
And did you have expectations going in about what you would find?
Yes, we did. We expected to find that low socioeconomic groups, the poor, and those with low education, those who are unemployed, to have higher mortality, that is, to have lower survival, to not live as long as the comparison groups. In addition, we expected that persons of color, African Americans and Latinos or Hispanics, would have worse mortality than non-Hispanic whites, based on our previous finding that these same groups were less likely to receive treatment.
And your first thesis was borne out, but the second one wasn't, correct?
That's true. It was close in some of our analyses, but it did not quite meet the statistical standards that would allow us to conclude conclusively that mortality was actually higher in minority groups, although the effects were very strong and pronounced among low socioeconomic groups.
But and when it comes, though, to linking a higher mortality rate to wealth or education or job status, what did you find?
We found that the risk of death for those with low socioeconomic status was from as much as 53% to 89% greater than it was for those in the highest socioeconomic status category.
And this is even when you factored in the use of drugs, medical services, insurance coverage?
Yes, that's correct. After accounting for all of these factors, we still found that the risk of death was markedly greater for the low socioeconomic status groups.
And do you know the answer to why yet?
Well, part of the answer is, as we hypothesized, that it had to do with the treatment, the receipt of services, and services that would enable people to get not only medications, but all the supportive care that they might need in the course of their treatment that enables people to have better survival. But we weren't able to find all the answers in this particular analysis. And most of our understanding of the true underlying factors comes from piecing together a number of different analyses that we've conducted over the years.
In what ways?
Well, we know that low socioeconomic groups face enormous barriers, not only medical barriers, but social barriers in obtaining their receipt of care. For example, a previous study, we found that low socioeconomic groups were much more likely to say that they would go without medical care because they needed the money or other resources for food, clothing, housing, transportation, daycare, other such basic necessities of life and living in society, and that these needs were just more immediate and outweighed their need for medical care, which they perceived to be of longer-term consequence.
And can you conclude from this study that someone's economic status, more than any other factor then, has an impact on mortality, or is that too broad a statement?
We can say that, we can almost say that. It had an enormous impact on mortality of magnitude that's rarely seen for social factors. And the only other factor that had a higher impact was, of course, the characteristics of the disease itself. That is, whether or not people had advanced to a stage of AIDS or not, merely or compared with just merely HIV infection, and whether or not they were provided with treatment with the most potent medications. Those are the only two factors that were more important, predictably, than economic status. The magnitude of the effect of the economic variables were really, really huge.
The group of people you looked at were studied quite a number of years ago. Does that matter to your conclusion?
Well, that actually provides us with the advantage of a long period of follow-up. It would not be possible to study a group of people such as this today and observe what happens to them over a large number of years and have the results today. In order to be able to know with great certainty the effect of these characteristics, you need to follow them over long periods of time. And I can say that not only the findings that we produce or that are being published currently, but in addition, our further follow-up subsequent to the current study has merely confirmed our findings.
And policymakers who are involved in HIV/AIDS, what should they, what do they take away from this?
Well, the most important thing to consider in looking at the results of our study is the characteristics of the epidemic itself. The epidemic is increasingly an epidemic of the most disadvantaged members of our population. And that was so from early on in the epidemic, but over time it's become increasingly so. And given the very high risk of mortality in this population, it really suggests that the efforts we're making to address the epidemic in these populations is not having a sufficient effect. The medications that have been developed are a big improvement over what we had earlier in the epidemic, but the positive impact that those medications are having are not reaching the most disadvantaged populations to nearly the extent needed to really impact them. And given that this is a growing population, that really more resources are needed to be devoted to caring for these populations.
Great. Okay, Dr. Cunningham, thank you very much.